But he's going to take it himself for a championship! A double play on Winston to Frazier!
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch! McKinnon's on touchdown!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation, and brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Good orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics. Washington Financial Bank. Download the app and bank like Frank at washfin.bank. McElbain Speakman Funeral Home. People you know committed to helping you through a difficult time. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Washington.edu. Bud Bear Mazda, Route 19 South Washington, home of Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. And Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic traditions. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Appalachian Mountains, high atop the Appalachian Mountains here in Mount Aloysius College, just east of Ebensburg, Pennsylvania. I'm Rusty Pettit, along with Scott Donnelly, and we are going to be bringing you quarterfinal action of the PIAA State Softball Championships between the Chartiers-Houston Buccaneers as they take on the West Branch Warriors. Here, Scott, we had a nice drive up here. It is absolutely beautiful up here in this part of the state, high atop the mountains in central PA, and couldn't ask for better weather for softball. There you go. Sorry, I got to turn you on so I can talk to you.
Well, yeah, nice to be here with you. Yeah, we are in Crescent, PA. It is a beautiful 74-degree day. A little bit of cloud coverage here coming up the behind home plate area, but a nice sunny day, and they had some rain through the night, so they postponed the game just slightly. I think they pushed us back an hour just to make sure this field is in tip-top condition, and it looks really good. I know the grounds crew here at St. Aloysius was working really hard when we arrived an hour or so ago to make sure that this thing is going to be ready to go for game time.
Yeah, they did. They said they basically worked from the time the sun came up this morning. They got a lot of heavy rain up here over the night, and you wouldn't know that today. See that if you're watching on NFHS. You can see the condition. It is perfectly dry. They were dragging the field when we got here, and they got the lines all set up. And you had mentioned, you know, we could have got this started. They probably could have started on time, but it was better for them to play it safe because they got so much rain overnight. You just wanted to make sure you had all the time in the world to get this field in perfect condition for these two teams.
Yeah, and it also, it seemed there was a baseball game going on just behind this field, so they had a lot going on up here, and they mentioned they dumped all their drying element on the field to make sure that this was ready to go, and it should be set for the night. There's no rain in the forecast here where we were at. It should be right here in the upper 70 or lower 70s throughout game time here, so it should be a really nice, good condition. A little bit of wind blowing. We're looking down the right field line. You can see the American flag blowing out that way a little bit, so there is some wind out there, but otherwise a very, very beautiful day here, and we were both about ready to get underway.
Yeah, and you'd mentioned that, yeah, they had a couple baseball games behind us. They didn't need the drying element for that. As you mentioned, it's a turf infield, I believe, up there. So they didn't need anything there. They could pour all their attention on here. And so, yeah, we were ready for some softball today between these two teams. We're going to get you caught up on starting lineups here as they are bringing the teams actually out on the field now. I think we'll have the managers and captains meet with the umpires. So we'll be back here to give you starting lineups as we get ready for today's tilt between Chartiers Houston and West Branch here on WJPA Sports Network, and we will be right back.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics, pedix. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to Mount Aloysius College. Today's site for the quarterfinal matchup between Chartiers Houston and West Branch. Rusty Pettit alongside Scott Donnelly and the captains and the umpires and managers and coaches out on the field right now around home plate going over the ground rules. And this is the bottom half of the bracket, which is pretty much the western side of the state if you're looking at, obviously, the PIAA bracket, not necessarily not that the top of the bracket necessarily means more than the bottom as it does in some. It's the way they lined up geographically. The bottom half is pretty much your western half of the state. Chartiers Houston beat Berlin Brothers Valley the other day on Tuesday by a score of 2-1 to make it here. West Branch made it into this game by a 3-1 victory over Northern Potter. And that they got to host that game at West Branch. Chartiers Houston played their game against Berlin Brothers Valley at Peterswood Park. And the winner of this matchup is going to take on the winner of the Carmichael's and Claysburg Kimmel game that's going on, and that one's at Berlin Brothers Valley, south of where we are here down towards the Bedford area, and that's where Jason and some of the other guys are. We got some broadcast crews covering all these games. I think Bob's got the Bentworth game. We were supposed to start a little earlier than everybody else, but now everything's kind of overlapping a little bit more. But these two teams coming in here, Chartiers Houston, if you've been following them all year, you know the role that they've been on. They have been on quite a roll, and in the postseason, they ended a strong first half or regular season with a couple wins against Ligonier Valley and Sarah Catholic, but then when they got into the postseason, they really seemed to hit their stride. They started off that big win against Jeanette. They avenged the loss that they had late in the season against Carmichael's to beat them 3-2 in the semis, and then they knocked off Union in the WPL finals by a nice score of 9-5. Then we just mentioned that their first round of the PIAA tournament, they had the 2-1 victory. West Branch, they've been on a roll pretty much the whole year. They only have three losses on the year. One of them came early, first game of the year against Central Cambria. They went up a couple classes, and they lost that game 9-1, but then didn't lose again until the last game of the regular season. They lost 7-6 to Everett, and then in the postseason they went 10-0 against Bishop McCourt in the District 6 quarterfinals. The semis, they beat Glendale 14-1. They did lose in the finals of District 6, the District 6 finals, to 9-3 to Claysburg Kimmel, and then, as we mentioned, that win just on Tuesday the other day against Northern Potter to get them here to this quarterfinal matchup against Chartiers Houston, and they're about to announce the starting lineup, so we'll give those to you as we go. Chartiers Houston, the visitor today. West Branch, the home team.
Let's meet today's starting lineups. First, from Chartiers
Houston. Chartiers Houston, going to start off with number two, the catcher, Ella Ritchie. And batting second and playing shortstop right behind her, number 12, Lauren Rush. Pitcher today and batting third for the Bucks is number 14, Meadow Ferry. And batting fourth behind her will be the left fielder, wearing number 16, Zaylee Fawner. Taryn Drylax is going to be playing third today, and she's playing second today, wearing number five, not playing five. And she'll be followed by Shauna Riggle, wears number 15, playing first base. And after that, the right fielder, Emily Swaro, wears number four. Number 19, Sydney English, will be at third base. And number one, Elena Pallone, the center fielder for the Bucks. Chargers Houston head coach.
And number one, center fielder,
is Elena Trisha Pallone. Alderson, assisted by Dan Alderson, Tiffany Gray, Rich Hunter, and Bryn Hunter. And now for the Warriors of West Branch.
Starters for the West
start off with number 20, Brick Bainey. She is playing third today, batting second, wearing 15. Is going to be the center fielder, Mallory Graham, batting third, wearing 16. Batting fifth and wearing number 6, Layla Thompson. She'll be at second base today. Number 19, Carson Wiseski, bats next, and she'll be at first. Then the right fielder, number 30, Madison Butler. Followed by in the 8th spot, number 14, Haley Woodring at shortstop. And then the left fielder, number 10, Mackenzie McTavish, is going to be in left field. Tim Wiseski is the head coach for West Branch. He's assisted by Joe Moore. And I think you have our umpires for us today, don't you?
I do. The third team on the diamond today from District 5, Bedford County. Going clockwise, starting at third, will be at third base, Will Escherman. The second base umpire, Greg Gibner. The first base umpire, Kevin Spiker. And behind home plate, his brother, Greg Spiker, who assures us he's going to do his best to call a good, fair game for us today. That's what he tells us.
We'll be right back here after the national anthem to get you started for first pitch here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In your time of need, Rob McElvain, his daughter Sarah, and the staff at the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home will treat you as family with care, compassion, integrity, and value. These qualities have been the foundation of the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home in Houston since 1917. Whether you're interested in immediate need or pre-need arrangements for traditional or cremation services, call the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home, 724-745-2350. People you know committed to helping you through this difficult time. The McElvain Speakman Funeral Home.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
All right, welcome back here to Mount Aloysius College, getting ready for the start of this quarterfinal matchup between the Buccaneers of Chartres Houston and the Warriors of West Branch. Chartres will be batting first today. Went through the lineup there just to kind of recap the top three. We've got Ella Ritchie, Lauren Rush, and Ferry leading off here. Battery mates for West Branch, getting started the pitcher, McKenna Moore, and her battery mate, the catcher, Grayson Gable, behind the plate. And West Branch wearing the blue pants. They got the red socks, the white and blue tops. Got the blue on the shoulders with the Warriors written across the front. Chartres Houston wearing the white tops, and I think that they have like a
black pants.
It was like a dark charcoal kind of pants. Will get you. They can't see any of them now because they just went into the dugout side. The way we're up here. If you're watching on NFHS, we do apologize. We are kind of cut off a little bit on that third baseline, but Mr. Donnelly do his best to get you all the action down that way as well. We can see the rest of the field pretty well. There he goes. Leadoff hitter Ella Ritchie gets ready. Ella Ritchie, I tell you what. Some of her numbers on the year are astonishing if you look off the offensive side. 20 games played for her this year. She's batting .557 on base percentage of .622. 1722. 1722. And just kind of put that in perspective. If you're batting over .750 in the majors, that's considered pretty good. So
that's kind of outdone that by about 1,000. Hall of Fame-ish numbers.
So she steps into the right side of the batter's box, and she is ready to go here. Kenna Moore ready to start things off with the first pitch of the day. That one misses outside, four ball. Got 1-0 here to start things off. Moore ready with the 1-0 pitch. That one misses high and outside for ball two. And right away she's going to go over to get something from her coach there. Like maybe a brace or something. Oh, the wristband with all the pitches and the signs. Yeah, that'd be important. All right, looks like she's got the wristband on. And McKenna Moore ready now with the 2-0 pitch. That one catches the corner for a strike. The count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike on Richie. Two on the count. Leadoff batter for the game, Richie. Slaps one into right field. That'll get down for a base hit, and the Bucks have the leadoff runner. She's going to make it to second as the ball was mishandled in right field by Butler. And so runner on second with nobody out here for the Bucks to start things off.
Exactly the kind of start you're looking for. Get that leadoff batter on base and into scoring position.
That would go as a single and an error on the advance to second. That's going to bring up Lauren Rush, shortstop. Moore rocks and fires. There's a fly ball deep down the left side. That is way foul, but that would have been way gone if she straightened that one out. Yeah, this field here, not the biggest. It's 190 down left field, 195 down the right, and 210 it straight away. So that is the shortest part of the field, straight away left. But that is basically just a long strike. That one high and outside for a ball. Count is even up at 1-1. There's a foul ball back over the screen to our right, and the count goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes. One, two count, runner on second, nobody out here for Chartiers Houston, top of the first inning. Pitch misses outside for a ball. The count is even at 2-2. Moore looks at a wristband for the signal. Now ready for the 2-2 pitch. That one misses outside, and the count is full. Chartiers Houston love to take advantage of this leadoff runner on second base. Nobody out here. Top of the lineup here with Lauren Rush facing a full count. McKenna Moore ready with the full count pitch. That one misses outside for ball four. And that'll put runners at first and second with nobody out. And bring up Meadow Ferry, the pitcher for Chartiers Houston, a chance to help her cause in the early going. In to the right side. Kenna Moore ready here with the first pitch to Ferry. That one over for a strike to get ahead in the count 0-1. To go off speed a little bit there on that first pitch to Ferry.
Last Friday versus Union, Ferry tripled in her first at-bat in the first inning with the RBI. Get the scoring started.
That one misses outside for a ball. The count even up at 1-1. Yeah, that would plate two today if she were to duplicate that feat.
As you mentioned, the field's significantly more shallow than down at Cal U's field. Or, I'm sorry, Penn West, California.
Yes. And a foul ball back to the screen. Count 1 ball and 2 strikes. No outs. Runners on first and second. Meadow Ferry up to bat here facing Anna Moore. 1-2 pitch. Seven. Oh, she went way off speed there and loops one in for strike number three. And that is a big out for West Branch.
That was a heck of a pitch. This fold fairy just floated right on past her.
So now runners on first and second with one out for Zaylee Fawner. The left fielder steps in. That one misses low for a ball. Want to know the count here? Yeah, that was a different looking pitch there, and I think it, as you mentioned, it caught Fairy by surprise. She took so much off of it, but it kind of curved right over the plate. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Moore. That one's in for a strike. Count even up at 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Runners on first and second. Here's the pitch from Moore. That one rolls into the plate, and there's a throw down to third, and the runner is in safe. So both runners move up. Richie to third and Rush to second on the play. And the count will be 2-1. That one probably hit 7 feet in front of the plate and kind of rolled the rest of the way into the catcher. So that gave the runners a good jump. So that was still a pretty close call to third. You probably had a better view than I did.
Not much. That dugout cuts right into our point of view here from the press box. But we did get the safe indication.
2-1 pitch. That one in for a strike, and it's 2-2. So two runners here in scoring position here. Bailey Fawner looking to put this ball in play. At least get one of them home, if not both of them. She awaits the 2-2 pitch. There's a foul ball down the right field line. Hard struck, but the count stays at 2-2. Umpire heading out to give more fresh ball to pitch with here. Two balls, two strikes, one out, runners on first and second. Top of the inning here in a scoreless matchup between Chartiers Houston and West Branch. Chartiers Houston's Zaylee Fawner waiting the 2-2 pitch from McKenna Moore. And swings and misses for the second strikeout of the inning. And that'll bring up Taryn Drylack to try to plate these two runs here with two outs.
Now batting, number 5, Taryn Drylack.
We were talking before the game. Moore struck out 16 batters on Tuesday against Northern Potter in that 3-1 win. So the strikeout bailing her out here so far.
Pitch misses up. Count is 1-0. Once again, Chartiers Houston had the first two runners on. Leadoff hit and an error got Richie to second. Then Rush walked. Next two batters have struck out. So Drylack looking to pick them up. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one over for a strike to even things up at 1-1. Kenna Moore ready for the 1-1 pitch. Popped it up. Right field, actually second baseman, going out, makes the catch over her shoulder, and that will retire the side after one half an inning. No runs on one hit, one error, and two runners left on base for Chartiers Houston. We head to the bottom of the first with West Branch coming up the bat here on WJPA Sports Network, brought to you by CNX Foundation.
The Mazda Find Out event is going on now.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. 0% APR for 36 months on all 2024 Mazda SUVs with the exception of the new Mazda CX-70 and the plug-in hybrid Mazda CX-90. Every other one, 0% for 36 months. Drive one home today.
Offer for very well-qualified buyers through Mazda Financial Services. $27.78 per month for every $1,000 financed. Not all customers will qualify. Tax, title, license, and other fees not included. Offer N7124.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back here for the bottom of the first inning. Leading off for West Branch will be Brooke Fanny, followed by Mallory Graham, and then Grayson Gable. The defense for Chartres Houston, we'll get to the defense for West Branch next time Chartres Houston's up to bat, but the we got Ferry, of course, here for Chartres Houston on the mound. Richie behind the plate. Infield from left to right looks like this. English, Rush, Drylack, and then Riggle, and then the out to right, Fawner, Pallone, and then Suaro. So, Chartres Houston, I don't know. You don't want to look back and, you know, think it's early in the game. There's lots of softball to be played, but that was a golden opportunity getting those first two runners on base. But you got to give McKenna Moore some credit. She got herself out of that jam getting the two strikeouts and then the second base to kind of get her out of that mess. The Meadow Ferry huddles with the infielders. There you go here. Brooke Bain is going to step in the left side. She wears number 20, third baseman for the Warriors here today. Infield in corners here to start things off. Ferry's first pitch. That was a swing and a miss for strike number one. Very ready with the 0-1 pitch. That one, swing and a miss again. Identical swing and miss, looked like there. And then quickly, Meadow Ferry out ahead, 0-2. There's a swing and a miss for strike three. Meadow Ferry wastes no time picking up her first strikeout of the afternoon.
Now batting.
Mallory Graham, the center fielder, will take her spot in the right side of the batter's box. And she tries to bunt, but misses for strike number one. You know, one pitch, and that's a swing and a miss for strike number two. And Ferry quickly out ahead again against Graham. Oh, 2 pitch is fouled off back to the screen. Graham stays alive, getting a piece of that count. Stays at 0-2. Ferry's 0-2 pitch, high and outside for a ball. That's actually the first ball she's thrown. First 6 pitches were strikes.
Yeah. She's been on a roll, only the 1 run given up on Tuesday.
This one misses high and outside to count.
And last Friday in the WPIL championship game against Union, 5 runs given up, but all unearned.
2-2 pitch from Ferry. That's going to be lined softly right back at Ferry. She'll grab that for out number two. And that will bring up Grayson Gable, the catcher.
Now batting, number 16.
For
Grayson
West Branch.
Gable.
She'll step in. It's again, right-handed batter. Nobody on here. Infield, not. They're a little further back, but still inside the bags at first and third. First pitch is swung on and missed for strike number one. It's a sign from the catcher. Now ready with the 0-1 pitch. That one misses high and outside. Count even up at 1-1.
Gable, the catcher, plans on playing for Mount Aloysius next year. So getting some experience on here on the field at Mount Aloysius.
Swing and a miss for strike two. Yeah, and she'll be really used to these confines here the next couple years.
It's really what we've seen in this campus. It's really pretty up here.
Yeah, it is a beautiful campus. Beautiful part of the state, too. Just off of Route 22, east of Evansburg, before you get to Altoona. That one high and outside. In fact, goes all the way back to the screen for ball number two. Count even up at 2-2. And as much rain and wetness as we got over before in the previous 24 hours, couldn't ask for better weather right now for this game. It's cloudy skies, but sun's out, keeping it cool. And fielding great condition. Here's the 2-2 pitch. That one just misses. And it'll be three balls and two strikes here. First time we've gone to a full count here for Meadow Ferry here in the opening frame. Gets her sign from the catcher, and here is the payoff pitch. Fouled back to the screen. We'll stay at 3-2.
West Branch, by the way, I believe is located in Morrisdale, an hour or so, hour and some change north of Altoona.
Mm-hmm.
So a shorter trek to the ballpark for the West Branch team than the Buccaneers.
Yeah, it's a couple hours drive up here to Evansburg from the Houston area. 3-2 pitch. That one high, and that is ball number four. So West Branch will get a runner on with two outs with the base on balls. And that will bring up McKenna Moore, the pitcher for the Warriors. She'll look to help her own case out here.
I believe we may be getting a courtesy runner for the catcher. Is that what the discussion is? It's like number nine.
So number nine for West. That is
Branch, number three.
Oh. Chelsea Wiseski.
My readers aren't as strong as me.
Well, and the roster we got also had her with number five on, but that they said number three. So Chelsea Wiseski is the courtesy runner for the catcher at first now. So she's on there with two outs. And very ready with the pitch. Catches the corner for strike number one. Gets out ahead of McKenna Moore, 0-1.
There's a handful of Wiseskis on this roster, including Dad, who's the coach.
Mm-hmm. 0-1 the count, two outs, a runner on first. Swing and a miss for strike two. Two pitches high, and the ball gets away from Richie a little bit, which is going to allow the runner to get up to second base on the pass ball. So runner in scoring position now with one ball and two strikes on McKenna Moore. Meadow Ferry with the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three, and that'll retire the side. No runs on, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We head to the second inning. It is nothing between Chartiers Houston and West Branch on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, sending along best wishes to all of our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual banquet, Sunday, June 9th, will honor 12 new inductees, plus the 1994 McGuffey football team of yesteryear and a number of special honorees. Tickets are available but must be purchased in the next few days. Log on now to join the celebration. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
Choosing milk after exercise is important in helping your body recover and prepare for your next endurance. With 8 grams of protein per serving, milk helps build and repair muscles. Milk is all natural and has 9 essential nutrients. Refuel your body with milk.
Welcome back here for the top of the second inning. Leading off for Churchill Houston is going to be Shauna Riggle, followed by Emily Swaro and Sydney English. We'll give you the defense here for West Branch as we get into the inning. Kennemore ready with the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike one. Pitcher is Moore. The battery mate there. Catcher is Gable. Infield from third to first is Bainey, Woodring, Thompson, and Wiseski. Outfield from left to right, McTavish, Graham, and Butler for the Warriors here to start things off. A one pitch from Moore. That one high and outside. Count is even up at 1-1. We're ready with the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike number two. So Moore out ahead here. She got herself a little bit of trouble in the first inning getting the first two runners on base, but got a couple strikeouts to help her clean that up along with a pop-out to retire the side. She'll look to keep the base pass cleaner to start things off. Here she goes with the 1-2 pitch, and that one low and outside to even it up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two-two pitch from Moore. That one misses low. Didn't miss by much. That was pretty close. That's a tough take with two strikes. 3-2 the count. A couple full counts for Moore in the early going today. She did have the one walk in the first inning as well. Here she is with the payoff pitch. Misses outside for ball four, and once again, Chartiers Houston going to have the leadoff runner on base. And that'll bring up Emily Swaro, the right fielder. Right-handed batter, wearing number 4 today. Steps into the batter's box. First pitch, a missed bump attempt. And that will bring the count to 0-1. Swaro looked like she was intent on making contact there, but that pitch was way up out of the zone. Oh, won the count and the pitch. Again, that one fouled off with the bunt attempt. Oh, quickly, Swaro falls behind 0-2. See if she's swinging away here now with two strikes. O-2 count, runner on first, nobody out here in the top of the second inning. Emily Swaro awaits the pitch from McKenna Moore. There's a line drive caught by the shortstop. Back to first base goes Riggle. That is out number one on the inning.
Now batting, number 19, Sydney English.
And that will bring up for the first time today Sydney English, the third baseman today for the Bucks. There's number 19, bats from the right side. There's a ground ball left side. Shortstop has it go off of her chest, and she will throw to first, but it gets the out call at first. That was very close, but the out call will ring up the second out of the inning, and that will advance Riggle to second base. Play goes 6-3.
Now batting, number 1.
And that'll bring up the number 9 hitter, Elena Pallone, the center fielder for the Bucks, left-handed batter. Rounds up the runner in scoring position and 2 outs. She squares around a bunt and misses a high pitch for strike number 1. The runner on second is Shauna Riggle. She walked, went to second on the ground ball out. Chartreuse Houston, second inning in a row where they've had runners in scoring position. English waits the 0-1 pitch. That one, she holds their swing as the ball is high and outside, evens up the count at 1-1. One pitch coming from Moore. That one in for a called strike to make it count 1-2. Moore with the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. And that will retire the side. No runs on no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We head to the bottom of the second inning. It's nothing-nothing between the Bucks and the Warriors on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hometown Ticketing makes it fast and easy to buy tickets on your school's website or in the new Hometown Fan app. It's simple. Just search for your school, buy your tickets, and they'll be right there in your account, ready to be scanned when you get to your event. Download the Hometown Fan app today.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Welcome back here to Mount Aloysius College, getting ready for the bottom of the second inning. That out at first on that ground ball was a big out. That was pretty close. Did you have a better angle than I did? I'm kind of cut off here by this part of the backstop, but that looked pretty close.
Yeah, I mean, the umpire had a better view of it than I did, but it was really close. They were actually fortunate. Had she fielded cleanly, may have been a double play. She was close enough to second. Yeah. She may have been able to pull off the double play. So, yeah, that was... It's bang banger.
Yeah. Play for them to get that, because if not, you turn over the lineup and that brings up Richie to bat with the runner in scoring position as the first pitch is in from Ferry low for ball number one. That's Layla Thompson, I think, right? Number six. There we go. Yes, that is Thompson wearing number six. Layla Thompson is the second baseman. Yeah, I was just thinking as it went on what a huge play that was, because it keeps Richie leading off with nobody on base.
Right, absolutely.
Pitch from Ferry is fouled off, and the count is 1-2 on Thompson.
English shirt and Riggle at first playing very, very tight on this batter. Almost as if they're expecting bunt, but she's clearly swinging away.
Mm-hmm. They've been in for, I think, just about every batter so far to some extent. There was a pitch high and outside to even it up at 2-2.
Yeah, it seemed to be pinching even as the pitch is being delivered. That makes me nervous.
Yeah. Well, that's why they got those masks on, right?
Yeah. And I'm safe where I'm at, but that still makes me nervous.
There's a fly ball down the right field line, drifting over all, not able to make the catch over there was Suaro, but the ball lands in foul territory, so the count will stay at, I have 2-2. They have 1-2 on the scoreboard, but maybe we'll get a call here from home plate ump. Yeah, 2-2.
Yeah, he says 2-2. Okay. You were right.
Very ready with the 2-2 pitch. Ooh, and that one hits off the left arm of Layla Thompson, so the hit-by-pitch is going to put Thompson on first as a leadoff runner. And first time in this early going, the Warriors had the leadoff runner on. And Carson Wiseski, the first baseman, comes up to bat. There's number 19, right-handed batter.
Again, shallow at the corners. All right, English and Riggle. And there is the bunt.
Yeah, bunt attempt is missed for a strike, and the count is 0-1. I mean, they probably got tape on these teams. There must be something they know about the Warriors and wanting to maybe play some small ball and get runners on base and test the infield. So, and it's got to be the case, I'd think, unless there's a... Pitch and a throw down to second to tag, and they get the runner stealing. Layla Thompson thrown out. Ella Ritchie with the cannon gets out number one and erases that base runner.
That was a perfect throw, too.
Pitch miss for a ball, so the count's 1-1. And now the first and third baseman settle back into a normal position. Still a little bit in front of the bags, but now not expecting the bunt as much from Wiseski. Now they kind of creep in again, though, as the pitch misses high. And it's two balls and one strike. Two on the count. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the second inning. Here's the pitch from Harry, and that one catches the inside corner to even up the count at 2-2. And fouled back to the screen. Count stays at two balls and two strikes. Wiseski, the number six batter in the lineup today for the West Branch Warriors. That one misses for ball three, and the count is full. Meadow Ferry ready with the payoff pitch. Misses inside for ball four, and she puts another runner on base via the walk. That is her second base on balls of the afternoon. To go with the hit by pitch gives the West Branch Warriors their third base runner. Last base runner was erased on the attempted steal by the throw from Ella Ritchie. We'll see if Madison Butler wants to bunt, and that one misses for ball one.
English and Riggle again coming down the line like they're anticipating the bunt. They're really squeezing tight here.
Yeah, 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed for strike number one. Count even at one ball and one strike. No audio on Boxcast. There's a foul ball down the right side. Strike number two. And that one missed us for a called strike three. And that is second out of the inning. Haley Woodring up now, second batter. She takes a called strike and quickly 0-1. I might have to have you take over the audio portion of this for a second as I try to figure out there's a swing and a miss for strike two. Partner, if you don't mind.
Okay. No balls, two strikes, two down here in the bottom of the second. The pitch is fouled back off the screen. The count will remain 0-2 to Haley Woodling. Ferry winds and delivers. That pitch is going to be low and away for ball one. One ball, two strikes to Haley Woodling, wearing number 14 for West Branch. And Ferry delivers. This ball Slap back foul. So a little battle ensues here between Woodling and Ferry. Meadow Ferry had 11 strikeouts in that championship game against Union a week ago. And this ball is flown out to center field. And the catch is made by Elena Pallone, and that will end the inning. So no runs. No hits. And one left on base. We'll go to the top of the third after two innings here at Mount Aloysius College.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Welcome back, and we're here at Mount Aloysius College. Had some audio difficulty on the NFHS side. Hopefully we've fixed that. Wait for word, because we can't really check that here. But nothing as we go to the top of the third inning. And leading off is Ella Ritchie. She's 1-for-1. She has the only hit on the day so far for either team. She singled and then made it the second on a right fielder error. She takes that one for a ball high. Count even up at 1-1.
Ritchie, of course, made the nice defensive play with the throw out in the previous inning.
One one pitch, fly ball to right field. It's in the gap. Right fielder coming over. She'll make the grab. That was Butler to bring it in for out number one.
Now batting,
number 12, Lauren Rush. There's a pitch that misses outside for a ball to Lauren Rush. She reached via a walk in the first inning. Was stranded on base along with Ritchie. That one misses high for a ball that counts 2-0. And there's a fly ball into left field. Left fielder there to make the grab. That is McTavish for out number two.
And apologize, our point of view, our camera is somewhat restricted in the left field area, but that line shot was, play was made a little bit blocked by the window and dugout for plays that happen on that side of the field. So bear with us here. We're doing what we can to bring as much to you as we can here from Mount Aloysius College. And there's that trick pitch again. It's sort of floated in there. Off-speed pitch. So no balls, one strike. That was actually the pitch that struck Ferry out in the first inning.
Pitch 1-1 now. After that ball is high and out of the zone. Nobody on, two outs. Meadow Ferry up to bat for the second time today. She struck out looking on that off-speed pitch in the first inning. There's a fly ball or pop-up in the right side of the inning. First baseman is Wiseski there to grab it for out number three. So no runs on no hits, nobody left on base. After 2.5 innings, we head to the bottom of the third inning. It is nothing-nothing between West Branch and Chartiers Houston.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
In your time of need, Rob McIlvain, his daughter Sarah, and the staff at the McIlvain Speakman Funeral Home will treat you as family with care, compassion, integrity, and value. These qualities have been the foundation of the McIlvain Speakman Funeral Home in Houston since 1917. Whether you're interested in immediate need or pre-need arrangements for traditional or cremation services, call the McIlvain Speakman Funeral Home, 724-745-2350. People you know committed to helping you through this difficult time. The McIlvain Speakman Funeral Home.
Welcome back to Mount Aloysius College. Getting ready for the bottom of the third inning. The bottom of the third inning here between Chargers Houston West Branch, and leading off is going to be number 9 hitter Mackenzie McTavish. Where's number 10 batting from the left side here for the Warriors? Swing and a miss for strike number 1 there from the offer from Meadow Ferry.
McTavish had a hit in an RBI against Northern Potter in a playoff game on Tuesday. A 3-1 victory they had. She's down 0-2 here to Ferry. And the pitch is going to miss outside. 1-2. Still no score here in the bottom of the third.
After McTavish, it'll be the top of the lineup. Bainey and Graham will follow her. There is a pop-up on the left side of the infield. And that one, I think, popped out of the glove. It's out of our viewpoint, but I think it popped out of the glove of English to be just a foul ball. So 1-2. And a swing and a miss, strike 3 for the, I believe, 4th strikeout of the afternoon, if my count is correct.
Now batting, number 20, Brooke Bainey.
And that's going to bring up Brooke Bainey, who struck out in the first inning, or the first out of the game for West Branch. That one in for a called strike.
She struck it on 3 pitches, if I'm not mistaken, so. Bainey now seen 4 pitches, all of them strikes.
Yeah, she did. It was the first 6 pitches that Ferry threw were all strikes. That one's fouled back to the screen for strike number 2. So again, we apologize on the NFHS side if our audio has been out. I think we got that corrected, so hopefully you'll be able to enjoy both audio and video at this time. The 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike number 3. Strikeout number 5 for Meadow Ferry here in the afternoon. And now that'll bring up Mallory Graham, who had a soft liner right back at Meadow Ferry in the first inning. That pitch catches the outside corner for strike number 1. 0-1 the count. Nobody on. Two outs here for West Branch. Swung on and missed for strike number two. And Meadow Ferry looking to have her first 1-2-3 inning of the afternoon. She's one strike away from it. She gets strike number three and strikes out the side as we head to the fourth inning. It is still nothing-nothing between Chartiers Houston and West Branch here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
All right, back here for the top of the fourth inning. Leading off here for Chartiers Houston's number 16, Zaylee Fawner. Pitch in for a strike from Kenna Mortley. Start things off 0-1. The 0-1 pitch. That one high for a ball. Count even up at 1-1. One pitch from Moore. That one's low for a ball. Count at 2-1. Once again, Mount Aloysius College, the host for today's quarterfinal matchup. They only had one softball game today, but they were hosting two PIAA baseball games behind us on the field. Here's the 2-1 pitch. That is a fly ball down the right field line, and it's going to fall foul by about 5 or 6 feet. The right fielder, Butler, gave chase, but she couldn't get to it, so the count evens up at 2-2. Two pitch from Moore. Misses high for a ball. The count is full. Bonner was a victim of a strikeout in the first inning. Those these pitchers having a fine afternoon so far. 3-2 pitch from Moore. And that one misses high for ball four. And that will put the leadoff runner on for Chartiers Houston for the third time in four innings. Taryn Drylack, the second baseman, now up here with one on and nobody out. Drylack popped out the second to end the first inning, the most threatening inning so far for Chartiers Houston. They had two on and nobody out. There's a fly ball to right field. Drifting over is Butler. She makes the catch for out number one. And that'll keep Fawner at first base. That is going to bring up Shauna Riggle, first baseman for the Bucks. She walked and was stranded at second in the second inning.
The Bucks have been putting the ball in the air here these last two innings. I think that's four outs in a row. All of the pop-up, fly-out variety.
Here's the pitch. He squares around a bump and pulls it back for ball number one. There's a ground ball foul to the left side. Count even up at 1-1. Runner on first. One out. 1-1 count. Nothing the score. Top of the fourth inning between Chartiers Houston and West Branch. Here's the pitch from McKenna Moore. Another bunt attempt that was pulled back, but that one was in for a strike. So the count goes to 1-2. I think Riegel thought that was going to be outside, but that caught the corner for strike number two. Kenna Moore looks at her wristband, now ready for the 1-2 pitch. That one goes off speed with that really slow off-speed pitch that she got the fauna strikeout on in the first inning, and that one misses high, though, to even up the count at 2-2. Two-two pitch. Foul back to the screens. The count stays at 2-2. Breeze does look like it is blowing out at the current time based on the U.S. flag that's down there behind the right field fence. Two-two pitch from Moore. Misses high for a ball, and it's a full count again. Moore looks over at the dugout, now looks at her wristband. She's ready. Here's the payoff pitch. Foul tip back into the glove and held on for strike number three. And Riegel goes down on strikes for the second out of the inning, and that will bring up Emily Suaro with a runner on first and two outs. First pitch to her. Misses low for a ball. It's 1-0.
Suaro is the only senior in uniform for the Bucks. Claims to go to Embry-Riddle in Fort Lauderdale next year. But a young team here is Chartiers Houston.
1-0 pitch. Ground ball left side. It's through the left side for a hit. And that'll put runners at first and second with two outs. And the third baseman, Bainey, was playing in, and it was going to be impossible for her to get over to flag that ball down. So that'll bring up Sydney English now with two runners on and two outs.
Sydney English.
Second base hit of the day for the Bucks. English grounded out to short in the second inning. There's a pop-up left side of the infield. It's going to fall. Coming home is going to be the runner, and she is safe for the first run of the game. There was a miscommunication over there between Bainey and Woodring, it looked like, between short and third, and the ball dropped between them. And now the Bucks have their first run along with runners at first and second and two outs still.
Now batting, number one.
What a break for the Bucks to get that one.
Lena Malone up. She holds her swing there at a ball outside. Count is 1-0.
Faking like she's going to do the old slapper move there.
It's again a big at bat here because behind Elena Malone is Ella Ritchie. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one catches the corner for a strike. Count is even up at 1-1. One up your Polonia. Kind of shorten up that swing and put the ball into play here.
Just keep the line moving.
1-1 pitch from McKenna Moore. Swung on and missed for strike two. And now Moore out ahead, 1-2 in the count on Elena Polone. Here's the pitch. Pop foul back towards us and out of play. Count stays at 1-2. guessing they score that as an infield hit with that line drive. I don't know if it was touched by anybody. It's hard to say.
Not sure if it was touched, but it should have been caught.
Ooh, and she could not hold her swing there. That is strike number three. So they get the strikeout to end the inning, but not before Chartiers Houston takes the first run or takes the first lead of the day with one run on two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Chartiers Houston 1 and West Branch nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
The Mazda Find Out event is going on now.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. 0% APR for 36 months on all 2024 Mazda SUVs with the exception of the new Mazda CX-70 and the plug-in hybrid Mazda CX-90. Every other one, 0% for 36 months. Drive one home today.
Offer for very well-qualified buyers through Mazda Financial Services. $27.78 per month for every $1,000 financed. Not all customers will qualify. Tax, title, license, and other fees not included. Offer ends 7/1/24.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
All right, back here for the bottom of the fourth inning. Leading off for West Branch is Grayson Gable, their catcher. Here's the pitch from Meadow Ferry. In for a strike. 0-1. Chartiers Houston scratching out a run there in the top of the fourth to take the 1-0 lead. 0-1 pitch from Ferry. That one grounded right side of the infield. First baseman Havich is going to run and dives for the bag. Nice play over there by Riggle to win the race and get out number one. That was really the only play because the second baseman, Suaro, had also gone to play that ball, and Riggle wouldn't have had time to toss it to her for the out, so she kind of had to make a quick decision. And that'll bring up McKenna Moore, the pitcher for West Branch. She struck out in the first inning. That pitch catches the outside corner for strike number one. I have 7 strikeouts, I think, here for... No, 6 strikeouts I have so far. That pitch misses for a ball, 1-1 for Ferry on the day. Once again, that's unofficial, but trying to juggle things as much as I can here.
Wearing a few hats here this afternoon.
But here is the pitch, 1-1, and that one swung on a miss for strike two. Count goes to 1-2. 3 of those strikeouts from Ferry came in the third inning when she struck out the side. Ready with the 1-2 pitch. Pitch misses high. Count is even up at 2-2. Two-two pitch on its way. Fouled back. Yeah, I was coming right towards our PA announcer to the left here. He's got his window closed. He's been all right. He knows better. We got our windows open here. You're kind of fair game over there with that camera.
Oh, we can't lose the camera. We've come too far.
Come too far.
I'll do everything I can to protect this camera.
2-2. Here's the pitch from Ferry. Swung on. Foul tipped into the glove and held onto for strikeout number 7 on the afternoon for Meadow Ferry. And that will bring up Layla Thompson. She reached, she was hit by the pitch to lead off the second inning. Was eventually caught stealing by Ella Ritchie during that same inning. She watches the strike catch the outside corner there to make the count 0-1. No one pitch on its way from Meadow Ferry. Foul down the right side. Hits the screen for strike number two. So again, the winner of this game will move on to the semifinals where they'll take on the winner of Carmichael's and Claysburg Kimmel. Everybody with the goal to make it to State College for that finals matchup. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That one just missed the inside corner, and it almost looked to me like Thompson kind of leaned in again, almost maybe hoping to maybe wear one there, do you think? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get something plate. Started. You take one for the team once in a while. The deuce is wild.
There's the pitch, the fly ball, heading out to center field, going back, and it's off the wall. Pallone will get it in, but not before Layla Thompson is standing at second with a stand-up double. I believe that's the first hit of the day for the Warriors.
Well, if you're going to give up your first hit of the day, you prefer that it come with two outs.
Yeah, that ball looked like it might have a chance. He hit it to the deepest part of the ballpark in center field. It's 2-10 out there straight away, and it was just to the left of that. It hit off the base of the wall. And that is going to bring up Carson Wiseski. So he reached on a walk in the second inning and was stranded. Pitch is high for a ball. Count is 1-0. Count, runner on second, two outs here. Bottom of the fourth inning, pitch swung on and missed for strike one, count even up at 1-1. Chartiers Houston with the only run of the game so far. That came in the top half of this inning. Their pitcher Meadow Ferry looking to keep it that way as she faces Carson Wiseski. Ready with the 1-1 pitch. That's in for a strike to make the count 1-2. Both English and Riggle kind of back at normal depth now at first and third with the runner on second and two outs. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike number three, and that'll retire the side. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We head to the fifth inning. It's Chartiers Houston 1, West Branch nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monicalvo. The officers of the Washington Green County chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame wish the very best to our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual golf scramble is June 17th at South Point and helps fund the student-athlete scholarships awarded at our annual banquet. We have room for several additional foursomes, but the field is filling quickly. Get all the details online and join the fun. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
Choosing milk after exercise is important in helping your body recover and prepare for your next endurance. With 8 grams of protein per serving, milk helps build and repair muscles. Milk is all natural and has 9 essential nutrients. Refuel your body with milk.
Hometown Ticketing makes it fast and easy to buy tickets on your school's website or in the new Hometown Fan app. It's simple. Just search for your school, buy your tickets, and they'll be right there in your account, ready to be scanned when you get to your event. Download the Hometown Fan app today.
All right, back here for the top half of the fifth inning. Chartiers Houston coming up to bat, leading off with their leadoff hitter, Ella Ritchie. She is 1-for-2 on the day with a single and a fly out to right field. The last at bat comes up here again. She's led off every time she's been on, all three at bats. Watches Gottman go out. That pitch go outside for ball one. Which again came into this game batting 557 on the year for the Bucks. An incredible season here for the young catcher from Chartiers Houston. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one catches a corner for strike number one. Count even up at 1-1.
The wind really picking up here.
Yeah.
High at Mount Aloysius College, but the skies are Mostly blue. Not expected to have any rain coming through here.
1-1 pitch. Off-speed pitch. Floats over for strike number two.
And that's about the fourth or fifth time we've seen that pitch, and I think she's only missed once.
Yeah, there's one time it kind of stayed up out of the zone. The rest of them have floated right in there for a strike. So now out ahead of Ella Ritchie here, 1-2. Here's the pitch from McKenna Moore. Ground ball, left side, sharply hit to the shortstop who bobbles it, but then gets it on for the out. Recovers to get the out, 6-3. And that will bring up Lauren Rush with nobody on and one out for the Bucks.
Now batting shortstop, Lauren Rush.
Here's the pitch from Moore. That one floats in. It was off speed as well, but didn't look kind of, not as like looping as the other ones, but could have been the same pitch, just maybe a little lower arc. But either way, that one's in for strike 0-1. Pitch high for a ball count, even up at 1-1.
And McKenna Moore has got a couple tricks up her sleeve out there. Again, she only gave up the one run in the second inning on Tuesday against Northern Potter and one in the fourth here today.
Fly ball right field. Coming over there is Butler, and she'll make the catch for out number two. She's been busy out there in right field today.
Yeah, the Bucks have floated several balls out in that direction.
So with two outs and nobody on, that'll bring Meadow Ferry up to the plate. Kind of a similar situation from the top of the third inning where Moore was able to get the Bucks out 1-2-3 at the top of the line. Now there's a foul ball back to the right for strike number one, but it was the bottom half of the lineup that scratched out that run for Chartiers Houston in the fourth. So
yeah, and our vision was partially blocked on how that run scored. Still, I guess we haven't confirmed whether that would have been ruled a hit or an error from the official scorer. But nonetheless, it counts. It's a 1-0 lead for the Buccaneers.
The update here, top of the fifth inning, it's 4-0 Carmichaels in their game with Claysburg Kimmel. Thanks to my father for that update. 1-1 the count here to Meadow Ferry. That one fouled back to the screen for strike number two. Count is 1-2.
It's good to have a guy, huh, Rusty?
Yeah.
Good to have a guy.
He'll let us know he's paying attention, watching all the WPIL softball action here. Washington Green County teams at it, trying to stay alive. If those two teams would win, Chargers Houston and Carmichael's, they would meet each other in the next round next week in the semis. A 1-2 pitch, high and outside. Count even up at 2-2. Over two on the day so far as Ferry should love to get on base here, help her own cause in the fifth inning. Off-speed pitch is fouled left side and in foul territory. And over there to make the catch is Bainey for out number three. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Chartiers Houston 1, West Branch nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Mountaineers know.
Let's go!
Really means let's try. Let's create. Let's explore. And let's do it all together.
Few things in life are more important than showing up. And whether you show up for your family, friends, or teammates, doesn't hurt to bring a plate of their favorite beef dish. Together, we bring more. Find your next crowd pleaser at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
We head to the bottom of the fifth inning, leading off for the West Branch Warriors.
It's going to be
right fielder Madison Butler. She struck out in the second inning in her only at bat so far. Pitch from Ferry, swung on and missed for strike number one. Once again, English and Riggle in at the corners for the Bucks. The one pitch swung on, fouled. Like maybe Ella Ritchie caught that one on the thumb. She immediately dropped that catcher's mitt. Umpire's going to give her a second to kind of shake that off. 0-2 the count.
Catchers are tough. She seems to be okay.
Yeah.
You got to be tough to play that position in softball or baseball.
Yeah, either way, it's a very tough position. 0-2 the count here from Meadow Ferry on Madison Butler. Ferry ready with the pitch. Pop foul, right side, out of play. Count stays at 0-2. West Branch, the District 6 runner-up. Chartiers Houston, the District 7 WPIL champion. Pitch high for a ball. Count is 2-2. Or sorry, 1-2, rather. One ball, two strikes. One-two pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike number three. Meadow Ferry having one heck of an afternoon from the mound.
Now batting shortstop, Haley Woodley.
And I think that if I got this right, I think Wiseski was the last batter of the last night. I believe that she struck out. That would have been, let's see, 1, 2, 6. I think that's the ninth K. There's a swing and a miss by Haley Woodring for strike number one. Oh, 1 count. And the pitch from Ferry, that one high and outside for a ball. Count even up at 1-1. One pitch. Swung on and missed for strike number two. Count goes to 1-2. One-two pitch from Ferry. Fouled right side. Count stays at 1-2. Haley Woodring flied out to center in her only at-bat. Pitch misses for a ball. Count even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody on, one out. Bottom of the fifth inning, 1-0 currently the score. Favors Chartiers Houston, West Branch batting now. Ground ball right to the first baseman. She stabs at it, and she'll take it to step on to first. And that'll be Riggle getting the out. Three unassisted for out number two. And that'll bring Mackenzie McTavish up to bat. She struck out in her only plate appearance in the third inning.
Tavish, also a left-handed hitter, and again we see the cheat in by Riggle in English. Third.
She swings at the first pitch and strike one. Oh, one pitch. Swung and a miss for strike two. Two outs, nobody on. 0-2 the count. Here is the offering from Meadow Ferry. Swung on and missed for strike number three. Meadow Ferry stays hot as we head to the sixth inning. Chartiers Houston 1, West Branch nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
First pitch in here, top of the sixth inning to Zaylee Fawner. Misses for a ball. The count is 1-0. Just joining us, Chartiers Houston got the one run in the fourth inning, and that's been it so far. Here's the 1-0 pitch. There's a pop-up second baseman there, and that'll be Thompson with out number one for West Branch.
Yeah, we were just discussing during break that Moore has been getting Chartiers to pop up a good bit here in this game, whereas Ferry's got the strikeout working for her. But two really outstanding pitching performances we're seeing here this afternoon.
Update Carmichael's game. It's now 5-1, or sorry, 5-1 Carmichael's over Claysburg Kimmel after five innings. So Carmichael's in good shape so far to punch their ticket to the semi. Chartiers Houston hoping to do the same. That pitch is a ball to Taryn Drylak. That one misses up high as well. It's 2-0 on Drylak. She has popped out to second and flied out to right today. 0-2 on the afternoon. Yeah, you mentioned, yeah, a lot of the contact outs here. There's a pitch that misses outside, and 3-0 the count now on Drylak. That pitch low for ball four, and Drylak on with a one-out walk. And that'll bring up Shauna Riggle.
Now batting, first baseman, Shauna Riggle.
Pitch high for a ball, and looked like Drylak was threatening to go to second there, but she holds off. One over the count. Bunted to the right side. There's nobody there. Runner will head to third. Chartiers Houston with runners at the corners. That bunt is going to go as an infield single. The second baseman had gone to cover second, and there was nobody there. The ball just rolled right into an empty space.
So another golden opportunity here for the Bucks to get a couple runs on the board here. Again, they had second and third in the first inning, were not able to score. Now another opportunity to widen their lead with one out here in the sixth inning.
Here's a runner going to head to second. No contest there. So now two runners in scoring position as Riggle takes second, uncontested. Pitch miss for a ball, and the count is 1-0 on Emily Suaro. She watches a strike crossover to even up counts at 1-1. Suaro has one of the three hits today on the day for Chartiers Houston. She's 1-for-2. She also popped out to short. Golden opportunity here for Chartiers Houston to get some insurance runs. 1-1 the count from Moore. It's a pop-up right side. It's into the shallow right field, and it's going to be caught by the center fielder. Runner at third is tagging, heading to the plate, and she will score. Sacrifice fly as Drylack comes in to score the second run. Riggle also takes third on the play. So she's there with two outs, and Chartiers Houston now leads 2-0.
Now batting, third baseman, Sydney English.
Nice job by Suarez just to take the ball the other way, just give the runner a chance at third base to get in, and now a 2-0 lead in the top of the sixth.
Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike one. Sydney English, she had that hit. I guess that she has the RBI with that line drive that scored the first run. If that was scored an infield hit, which I believe it is, I'm not the official score, but either way, this pitch is called strike two. So quickly 0-2 for Moore to get ahead here on English. But that run was scored back in the fourth inning. Runner at third, two outs, one run already in. One and two the count. That pitch missed for a ball. Moore looks at a wristband for the sign. And the 1-2 pitch. Going to miss low for a ball, count even at 2-2. Two-two pitch. Off speed, that one does miss outside. You had mentioned how that one had been being mostly over the plate for a strike. That time it kind of floated outside for ball three to make the count full on Sydney English. Here's the payoff pitch. That one misses outside for ball four, and now runners at the corners with two outs. Well, there's a throw down to third. It gets way, and that's going to send the runner home, and now the ball goes into right field. Runner heading to third is English. She took second on the errant throw to third. And Chartiers Houston now picks up a couple and still in business with Elena Pallone coming up the bat. And they're going to call time, West Branch is, to have a discussion here at the mound. Did you see that throw? Was it just a snap throw because she wanted the runner? She was a little bit further off the bag? I couldn't see where she was.
She had come down the line, yeah, and Gable tried to catch her, I guess, off guard, and just the throw got away down the line. Probably best to eat the ball in that situation. If you got two outs, runners on first and third, and your pitcher's pitching pretty well for the most part. That's just a lapse in judgment to try to make that play. Just trying to make something happen, and as a result, the situation remains the same. A runner on third with two outs, but now a third run has come in, and head coach Tricia Alderson has to love that, getting that bonus run in.
So Elena Pallone will be the batter. She's struck out a couple times so far in the game. we haven't seen her come up. We can't see the Chartiers Houston dugout, so we'll see. Is that Pallone? No, that is not. That's number 10. Who do we got number 10 on the lineup here? I've got Mackenzie Schumer, freshman for the Bucks. Looks like she's pinch hitting.
Number 10. Schumer.
Comes up with two outs and a runner on third. Schumer here. She grounds it foul to the left side. Count is 0-1. So the Bucks looking to take an opportunity here. Get Schumer in to maybe knock in one more insurance run and turn over that lineup to Ella Ritchie at the top of the lineup again. Every time she's come up today, she's led off the inning. Love to get her up with some runners on. 0-1 the count. That one over for strike two, and it's quickly 0-2 on Mackenzie Schumer. Have to watch if she stays in the field for Pallone. 0-2 the count. That pitch, high for a ball, count 1-2. Schumer stands in the right side of the box. Kennemore ready with the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three, and that will retire the side, but not before Chartiers Houston gets a couple. They lead 3-0 as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning over West Branch here at Mount Aloysius College on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
In your time of need, Rob McElvain, his daughter Sarah, and the staff at the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home will treat you as family with care, compassion, integrity, and value. These qualities have been the foundation of the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home in Houston since 1917. Whether you're interested in immediate need or pre-need arrangements for traditional or cremation services, call the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home, 724-745-2350. People you know committed to helping you through this difficult time. The McElvain Speakman Funeral Home.
All right, back here, bottom of the sixth inning. Chartiers Houston up 3-0. And squaring around a bunt and getting it down, but foul for West Branch is their leadoff hitter, Brooke Baney. 0-1 the count. Baney has struck out twice today. She's 0-2 on the day. She's not alone in that category. So far, by my count, I have 10 strikeouts today for Meadow Ferry. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two.
Baney really struggling. She was 0-3 in the game on Tuesday against Northern Potter.
Pitch high for a ball. Count is 1-2. One and two the count. Pitch from Ferry. Swung on and missed. Strikeout number 11 on the day for Meadow Ferry.
Now batting, center fielder, Mallory Graham.
There's a pitch grounded right to the third baseman. She'll throw on to first to get the out. We had both English at third and in and Riggle at first, so English was fine fielding that grounder, but Riggle had to hurry back to first to get there for the throw.
Again, as that defensive alignment we've seen throughout the day where both pinch in from the corners, and that time it paid off.
So now two outs, nobody on for Grayson Gable at the plate. She reached on a walk and grounded out. 0-1 on the afternoon. Now down the right side, out of play, count 0-1.
Then got some good roll on the soccer field over there next door.
Yeah, it did. Hit it almost outside the penalty area. Chartiers Houston now with a 3-0 lead. They had one in the fourth and two in the sixth. There's a pitch, and that one misses for a ball, count 1-1. And Meadow Ferry looking to keep it that way. He gets the first two outs of this inning pretty quickly and now has a 1-1 count on Grayson Gable, the catcher for the Warriors. The 1-1 pitch, grounded foul just outside the first baseline. Count 1-2. This game is presented to the broadcast rights granted by the PIAA and intended for exclusively for the benefit of the listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without express written consent of the PIAA, WJPA Radio, and the NFHS Network is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024. 1-2 the count here. Two outs in the inning. Nobody on for West Branch. Meadow Ferry, center catcher now, ready for the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, grounded. That's fouled just outside the third baseline. That was going to be a tough play for English because that one got on her pretty quick, but it rolls foul, and the count stays at 1-2. One, two count. Here is the pitch from Ferry. Misses just low for ball two. Count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two pitch. Fouled off down the right side over there in the soccer field again. That one's going to get a little further. I think that one's going to make it almost closer to midfield. Count stays at 2-2. Ferry ready with the 2-2 pitch. Ground ball past her to the shortstop on to first, and that's out number 3. We head to the 7th inning. Chargers Houston leading West Branch by a score of 3-0 here at the WJPA Sports Network presented X Foundation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
The Mazda Find Out event is going on now.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. 0% APR for 36 months on all 2024 Mazda SUVs with the exception of the new Mazda CX-70 and the plug-in hybrid Mazda CX-90. Every other one, 0% for 36 months. Drive one home today.
Offer for very well-qualified buyers through Mazda Financial Services. $27.78 per month for every $1,000 financed. Not all customers will qualify. Tax, title, license, and other fees not included. Offer end 7-1-24.
All right, well, here we are. Top of the 7th inning, and it's Ella Ritchie leading off again. She's been up 4 times. She has led off every time she's been up here. And you expect that to happen in the first inning. I don't know that I've seen it happen that often for a leadoff hitter, but she takes the ball to make the count 1-0.
She's been busy.
She has. She's 1-for-3 on the day. Singled and stranded a third in the first inning. Love to get on base here again for the Bucks. Try to get some more insurance. There's a fly ball, left center field gap, heading back to the wall. That one's going to hit the warning track, and Ella Ritchie is going to be standing at second with a leadoff double. That ball gets past the second baseman, but she'll stay there at second. She's now 2-for-4 on the afternoon, keeping that average. She's 5.57 on the year coming in, and she hasn't really done much to damage it today.
Yeah. And taking that one to left field, where her first hit was the right field, and she flew out the right earlier as well.
Lauren Rush now up to bat. She reached on a walk, but otherwise is 0-for-2 on the day. There's a fly ball left field, and that one is Not some good distance, but that's going to drift foul. That is, once we mentioned earlier in the game, that's the shortest part of the field. 190 straight down the line, but that one was well foul. Count is 0-1. You've got to think, if you're West Branch, you've got to keep this a scoreless inning if you can, because the way that Meadow Ferry's been pitching, 3-0 already seems like an insurmountable distance. There's a line drive into left field. That's going to be caught. Great play in left field by McTavish to get the first out. One of the hardest hit balls of the day by either team.
That was a nice play, too, because the ball was sinking and sort of going away from her, and she's able to reach across her body and make the catch just inches before it hit the ground. So nice play out there in left field for McTavish.
So that keeps Richie at second base, and it'll bring up Meadow Ferry. 0-for-3 on the day. Pitches high for a ball. Count 1-0. Ground ball, left side and through. In the left field, Richie going to be sent home. She will score. And Meadow Ferry gets an RBI single to make it 4-0 Buccaneers. She will end up at second on the throw home. So Chartiers Houston in a comfortable position, and now I think we're going to get a courtesy runner. Who are we going to? They're going to put one out there for Ferry. Who do we got? Number
eight.
And on my lineup, that is Aubrey Randolph.
Number eight, Aubrey Randolph.
So Randolph will be the courtesy runner here for Ferry. She takes her place at second base with one out. And coming up to the plate is Zaylee Fawner. She reached and scored in the fourth on a walk. In fact, she scored the first run of the day for the Bucks. Now she comes up with a runner on second and one out. Pitch from McKenna Moore, misses outside for a ball, count is 1-0.
You know, it was really the first time today that Chartiers Houston put together a couple of really solid hits off of Moore to score. The others, they kind of scratched and clawed their way to get a couple runs, a sack fly, an error or two. And here in the seventh inning, to tack on that fourth run, that's huge for Chartiers Houston in doing so with really a couple of the more hardest hit balls they had of the day.
Second pitch missed high for ball. The count is 2-0. Yeah, they really have. They started to make some good contact here in this inning. Pitch low for a ball. The count 3-0 now on Fawner. Let's see if there's been one issue for McKenna Moore. She's had a little bit of issues with the strike zone. She's had a few walks today. I've got 7 hits, I think, by my count today. Here's the pitch. That one misses outside, and it's a four-pitch walk to put runners at first and second with one out. And Taryn Drylack now comes up to the plate for her fourth plate appearance. She was 0-for-2, but reached on a walk and scored in the sixth inning. And we are going to have a timeout by West Branch as they take a meeting. We'll be right back here on WJSBA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
All right, after the timeout, back here, Taryn Drylack up to the plate now with runners on first and second and one out. That pitch in for a ball. Count is 1-0.
Coach Wiseski trying to settle things down out there. Maybe just give his pitcher a little breather here. Moore out there. Again, this has been the hardest hit this inning.
Ooh, and that one hits Drylack. Caught her right on the left arm, just above the elbow is what it looked like. So now that loads the bases with one out.
Yeah, I think that might do it.
For Shauna Riggle. And, yeah, I think we're going to get a pitching change. So coming into pitch, I think this might be just a, well, we got one. Moore going to stay at first? The first baseman came in. That was Shauna, that was Wiseski. So Carson Wiseski now on the mound. And we'll have to see who takes first base. We'll get that to you here as we come back on WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, sending along best wishes to all of our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual banquet, Sunday, June 9th, will honor 12 new inductees, plus the 1994 McGuffey football team of yesteryear and a number of special honorees. Tickets are available but must be purchased in the next few days. Log on now to join the celebration. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
All right, back here after the pitching change. So Carson Wiseski comes into pitch, and it's just going to be a swat as McKenna Moore goes over to play first base for the Warriors. And Shauna Riggle now here to face Wiseski as her first batter with the bases loaded and one out. Oh, pitch bounces in for a ball, 1-0. So if you're – I mean, this has got to be – you think we're West Branch. They've seen how Meadow Fair has been pitching, and they knew coming in that they needed to kind of keep – Chartres Houston at bay, and to have one run already in and be in trouble, this has got to be a little disheartening, I'd think.
Yeah, and base is still loaded with one out.
That pitch does catch the corner to even up things 1-1 on Riggle. Riggle on the day as she reached and scored in the sixth inning. Been on base twice today. 1-1 the count, one run in already in this inning. 4-0 the score, Chartiers Houston. Here's the 1-1 pitch, fouled back to the screen, and they make the count 1-2. Runners at every base. Base is loaded here in West Branch. When they get up the bat, they get their final three outs in front of them to try to overcome. Right now, it's a 4-0 deficit. They're going to try to keep it that way, but the Bucks have other intentions. Here is the 1-2 pitch. That one. In for a called strike. She went off speed for the first strikeout of the day for Carmen Wiseski. And that is the second out of the inning, and that will bring up Emily Suaro with the bases loaded and two outs. Wiseski's pitch. Misses inside for a ball, 1-0.
Suaro also been pretty busy today. Again, the only senior on the team here for Chartiers Houston.
She got a sack fly and an RBI back in the sixth inning. The last at bat. There's a ground ball foul that kind of caught either off her foot or off the plate and rolled behind her to even up the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike. Bases loaded. Two outs here for Chartiers Houston. They lead 4-0 in the top of the seventh inning over West Branch here in this PIAA quarterfinal Class A softball action. Wiseski's 1-1 pitch. High, and for a ball, all the count is 2-1. Wiseski looks over at the dugout, now at a wristband for the call. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Popped it up foul back over our heads. Count is even up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bases loaded. Wiseski's pitch. Popped foul again. Count will stay at 2-2. Last we heard, Carmichael's was leading their game 5-1 after five. So right now, could be heading for another matchup between the Mikes and the Bucks. Things stay the way they are. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. That will retire the side, but the Bucks get another run to lead 4-0 as we head to the bottom of the seventh. It's Chartiers Houston 4, West Branch nothing here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
All right, bottom of the seventh, West Branch down to their final three outs, and they will lead things off with McKenna Moore batting from the left side here. And she takes ball one outside. McKenna Moore was a starting pitcher for West Branch. She was pulled in favor of Carmen Wiseski in that last inning, but she'd love to get some reconciliation here. She reached and got stranded at second in the first inning, reached via the walk. That pitch misses outside for a ball. It's 2-0. Last thing you want to do if you're Meadow Ferry is put any base runners on here via the walk. No free passes. You got a 4-0 lead. And she's been pounding the strikes on all day. I've got her with 11 strikeouts on the day. That pitch is high for a ball, though. 3-0.
Yeah, and you got to give credit to Wiseski, too, for coming in with bases loaded, one out, and keeping it to 4-0, which is obviously much more manageable than had she given up a hit or two and really had this game broken open.
That pitch catches the corner for a strike, and the count is 3-1 on Moore. And if you're the Warriors of West Branch, you need base runners any way you can get them. Meadow Ferry with the 3-1 pitch. High ball down the left field and foul, and that one will bring the count full. Kenna Moore, her first two at-bats, struck out both plate appearances. Here is the 3-2 pitch. Misses outside for a ball, and the Warriors will get the leadoff runner on here in the seventh. Layla Thompson now comes up. She has reached a couple times, got hit by a pitch in the second inning and had the hardest hit of the day, the only hit of the day, actually, by West Branch. He had a double back in the fourth inning. And she hit it off the base of the wall in left center. And to my scorekeeping, that is the only hit that Meadow Ferry has given up today. And she reached getting hit by the pitch back in the second inning. So 1-for-1 on the day. Comes up now, a big spot. They're down to their last three outs. They have the leadoff runner on first with nobody on. Here's the pitch from Meadow Ferry. Strike.
We do have a pinch runner over at first base there.
Okay.
I believe, I think it's number 13, Cheyenne Bush. I couldn't quite make it out as she, okay, the angle she came in.
There's the 0-1.
Moore is off the field, and this pitch is
pop foul and out of play down the right side, and Ferry gets out ahead in the count, 0-2. Cheyenne Bush is the pinch runner over there at first. So well done, partner. 0-2 the count. Runner on first. Nobody out here for West Branch. Here's the pitch. There's called strike three for strikeout number 12 on the day for Meadow Ferry. That's a big one.
That is important, that first out.
It's going to bring in Carson Wiseski, who's now the pitcher for West Branch, although she started at first base. First pitch in for a strike, 0-1. Wiseski reached on a walk in the second, then struck out in the fourth. Yeah, I unofficially have a dozen strikeouts so far for Ferry. Swung on, missed for strike number two. Ferry has been nothing short of spectacular here this afternoon for the Bucks. 0-2 the count. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. She gets another one. And the Warriors are down to their final out. The Bucks one out away from advancing to the state semifinals. Coming up to the plate here is going to be Madison Butler, the right fielder. She 0-2 with two strikeouts on the day. Runner on first and two outs. Pitch misses outside. Snap throw down to first, and back in there was Bush.
Batting number 30, Madison Butler.
1-0 the count.
That would have been a crazy way to end this game.
Yeah. And the throw kind of caught the runner by surprise, but she got back in. 1-0 pitch. Pitch outside again. Count 2-0.
That runner is not important though right now. It's that out that is important. So
absolutely. Two balls, no strikes. Runner on first and two outs. Here's the pitch from Ferry. Grounded foul past back behind home plate. 2-1 the count. Ground ball right side, it's through for a base hit. Runners will stay at first and second. West Branch not going quietly after the single by Madison Butler, the second hit of the day for the Warriors. And that will bring up number 14, Haley Woodring. And that brings the tying run to the on-deck circle with two outs. Woodring, so far, she is 0-2 on the day. Here's the pitch from Ferry. Swung on and missed for strike one. One pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two. She went upstairs with that one and got the chase from Woodring. Woodring, one of the few players that hasn't struck out today. She flied out to center and grounded out to first. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. As Woodring stays alive, the count stays at 0-2. O-2 the count. Here's the pitch from Ferry. Ooh, and holding her swing is Woodring. She wanted to offer it that, but holds. That was high and outside. The count is one ball and two strikes now. Two outs. Runners on first and second. The score 4-0 Chartiers Houston. They're trying to get this final out and advance to the state semifinals. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. The count is even up at 2-2.
That was pretty much the same pitch. Very amped up, trying to put this thing away.
And the 2-2 pitch from Ferry. Fouled back again, just staying alive is Woodring. Two balls and two strikes, the count. Deuces are wild here in the bottom of the seventh. 2-2 the count, two outs, two runners on. Meadow Ferry looks at her catcher. Now ready with the 2-2 pitch. Grounded ball. First, it's off the player. That is off the runner, and she is out by the first baseman, and that will do it. You talk about strange ways to end a game. The runner from first was hit. That was Madison Butler. It hit her in the leg, and so she is called out, and that will do it. Chartiers Houston wins this one by a score of 4-0 over West Branch. They advance to the PIAA semifinals, and we'll be right back here to wrap things up on the on WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In your time of need, Rob McElvain, his daughter Sarah, and the staff at the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home will treat you as family with care, compassion, integrity, and value. These qualities have been the foundation of the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home in Houston since 1917. Whether you're interested in immediate need or pre-need arrangements for traditional or cremation services, call the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home, 724-745-2350. People you know committed to helping you through this difficult time. The McElvain Speakman Funeral Home.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
The Mazda Find Out event is going on now.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. 0% APR for 36 months on all 2024 Mazda SUVs with the exception of the new Mazda CX-70 and the plug-in hybrid Mazda CX-90. Every other one, 0% for 36 months. Drive one home today.
Offer for very well-qualified buyers through Mazda Financial Services. $27.78 per month for every $1,000 financed. Not all customers will qualify. Tax, title, license, and other fees not included. Offer end 7/1/24.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. I see.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo. The officers of the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame wish the very best to our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual golf scramble is June 17th at South Point and helps fund the student-athlete scholarships awarded at our annual banquet. We have room for several additional foursomes, but the field is filling quickly. Get all the details online and join the fun. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
It is time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by the College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And our player of the game today has got to be Meadow Ferry. What a performance. She pitches the shut, a complete game shutout, two-hitter. But maybe the most impressive thing, by my count, I had 13 Ks on the day for the Buccaneers pitcher.
She was dealing. And I don't have any stats in front of me, but other than that last inning, I know she didn't walk very many batters either. She was making them earn their way on, and it just wasn't happening for West Branch.
Yeah, and
she's pounded the strike zone. She's in the strike zone all day.
She made it difficult on every hitter. From by my count, only gave up the two hits, and she also contributed at the plate. She got herself an insurance run with an RBI single in the the sixth inning, I believe that was, and maybe I don't know. Where was it? Where is she? I'm losing. Yeah, no, actually the seventh. Sorry, they got that extra run in the seventh inning. That was her that knocked it in. So Meadow Ferry, our player of the game, and we got a final score. I believe you passed on to me. That was 8-1. Carmichael's wins over Claysburg Kimmel. So that is going to set up another matchup between the Mikes and the Bucks. And this time, though, it's a pretty big one. It's for the state semifinal matchup to see who will play in the championship game at State College.
And this will be, how many times have they played each other this year already?
Let's see. I've got a little bit here on the I'll tell you what, I'm going to look at that real quick. I'm going to have that answer for you, and we will come right back to wrap things up on WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
All right, we got the answer. I had wanted to do some digging to make sure I got that answer for you. So they met back on May 2nd, and Carmichael's got the better of them in 14 innings, I think I've got here. It was 7-5, Carmichael's over Chartres Houston back on May 2nd. Then they met again in the WPIL semis, and that time it was a 3-2 win by Chartres Houston, and that put Chartres Houston in the finals against Union, where they became the eventual WPIL champs. So this is the rubber match.
Yeah, quite the rivalry they got going on here this season.
Two great pitchers. You got Barniak for Carmichael's and obviously Meadow Ferry here for Chartres Houston. Should be a great one next meet when they match up. We'll find out the location, the exact time of that. I believe, do we know the date? Let's see. Let's take a look here at the bracket. Says semifinals are Monday, June 10th. So time and location to be announced, but we look for that to come out here shortly in the next day or two. But what a game here by Chartres Houston, and they took on a very, very tough West Branch team who was the District 6 runner-up, and they had a really good pitcher on the mound, but the Bucks came through. Any final thoughts here before we sign off, partner?
Just congratulations to Chartres Houston as they continue to make their march, hopefully. Well, we'll see. I'd say hopefully, but they're playing another team that we like.
It's going to be a good one either way. And
congratulations to them and to Carmichael's, and it'll be exciting to see those two teams face off once again.
All right, I want to thank you once again for tuning in to the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation, and brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Good orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics. Washington Financial Bank, download the app. Bank like Frank at washfin.bank. McElvain Speakman Funeral Home. People you know, people committed to helping you through a difficult time. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. Bud Bear Mazda, Route 19 South in Washington, home of Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. And the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. For Scott Donnelly, I'm Rusty Pettit, saying thank you so much for tuning in to this production of the JPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Final score, Chartres Houston 4, West Branch nothing. Chartres Houston on to the state semis. Have a great day, everyone.